less and less.
Finally, in the vacuum of space, there is nothing to carry the wave, and even the largest explosion is silent. School science experiments on board the airship study the dramatic pressure change.
We call it a PongSat for ping pong ball satellite. And it's real simple. The first thing they do is they have to cut the ping pong ball in half. Then your experiment goes inside. And the simplest and my favorite is where you take like a little mini marshmallow and they just drop it in the ping pong ball. This is satellite construction at its best. And then we take them to the edge of space.
In the thin air of the stratosphere, the marshmallow is no longer held together by high air pressure. Air bubbles inside it expand, causing the spongy candy to bloat outwards and burst open the PongSat. Just as the thin air is dangerous for marshmallows, it can also affect flesh and blood. Contrary to popular belief, your blood won't boil. It's held in by your blood vessels. But any exposed flesh will swell out like the marshmallow. And at around 26,000 feet, the air is too thin to breathe. There just aren't enough molecules in every lung full of air. And starved of oxygen, your brain will begin to shut down.
You know, the extreme cold would get you, but the lack of pressure would get you first.